Johnny Jett joins us now. It's a great website, johnnyjett.com, for all of your travel info. How you doing, John?
Good. How you doing, Bob?
Well, I had a good vacation and good flights. I was not duct taped by any flight attendants, so I'm very happy this morning.
Where'd you go?
We were in California and then spent a little time in Jackson Hole, Wyoming as well. And
wow.
Made that drive up the coast from L.A. to Big Sur. Pretty cool.
Oh, you got to let me know next time you come here to Los Angeles.
Yeah, I know. We were, you know, it always happens that you think it's going to be too long. Well, we're going to spend too much time there, and then you just run out of time for all that you want to do. Let's talk first about calling the airlines. Is this business of being on hold forever going to continue?
It's going to be for a while. I mean, the big problem was that the airlines let go so many people because there wasn't anyone calling for a while. And then these people found new jobs, and then the train people takes a while. So, you know, Delta has been the worst at it. Delta was the best run airline, you know, for years. But, you know, trying to call some of these airlines will take you hours. So I recommend reaching out to them on Twitter. See if they'll do it. Some will. Some are better than the others. And Delta also can reach out to them via their app. But Twitter is a good way to start. And also, their backup is to call their international call center. So let's say, you know, you're flying Delta. You can try Delta's reservation system in Australia. Just look up the number on Google and then use Skype to call Australia and see if that helps.
That's a good tip. Well, you know, we're hearing a lot about troubles with hiring in the airline industry, also hotels, restaurants. With some of these unemployment benefits expiring now, shouldn't things be getting better?
You would think. I was thinking about that last night when I was watching the news. So only time will tell. But again, it takes time to train people. You just can't have someone answering phone calls, flying planes, or doing whatever without months of training, or at least weeks, depending on what it is, or years for pilots.
Right. And the wait time for passports is still very long, isn't it?
It's longer than it has been, actually. They say it's now 4.5 months. So my advice to everyone listening right now is go into that drawer or wherever you keep your passport, look at the expiration date. So if it's within a year, do it now, because it's going to take a while. Also, people don't realize, let's say your passport expires next month, but you're going away next week for just a couple days. Some countries will not let you in because that passport has to have at least 6 to 9 months of validity left on it. So keep that in mind. And people don't realize that, and they get to the airport and they get turned away.
Do it now. People are starting to think now about Thanksgiving and Christmas. And from what I've been hearing, the number of travelers is going down now because of the variant and concerns about COVID. So what does that mean in terms of cheap flights?
Well, you know what? I was just looking at the TSA numbers, and they're actually not as far down as I thought they would be. And, you know, every year at this time, when kids go back to school, it drops off. The difference this year is that there's no business travelers, or not that many business travelers, because business travelers aren't going to return until they get into the office, and that seems like it's a ways away. But prices are ridiculously cheap right now. I just did a Google search from Chicago. You could go next week to L.A., round trip, for $61 on Spirit, which... You know, you have to know all Spirit's charges, but United's $97 round trip.
That's amazing.
From O'Hare.
And
round trip.
Is there any indication about when we get to Thanksgiving and Christmas, what the situation will be?
You know what? It's going to be busy, of course, the Wednesday before and the Sunday and Monday after. So I always tell people this every year. It's the same advice. You know what? Use your vacation days wisely. Go the Monday or Tuesday before and come back the Tuesday or even the Tuesday after Thanksgiving or the Saturday after. And you can save a lot of money. I mean, 50% you can save. And I just posted this on my website. I have comparisons, and you can see the difference just by switching your days. And you might as well start shopping now. And if you do buy and you're just not sure about the variants, and everyone's worried about this, you know, make sure that you're choosing an airline that you will fly again within a year. I was telling people recently, you know, if you're going to go to Europe, don't buy a ticket out of Air France or British Airways, because if you don't go, you're only going to have a year to use that voucher. Book it on Delta or American or United. That way you can at least fly domestically somewhere.
Yes, that is good advice. Are the airlines going to eventually go to mandatory vaccinations? Are you going to have to show proof of vaccination before you get on board?
You know what? No one knows, but now that Pfizer has been formally approved by the FDA, there's a chance. There wasn't one before that, but it's looking like it could happen. I mean, it really could, and I would think that Delta would be the first, since they have been, or United. United, you know, they're the ones who, and they're based in Chicago, who are saying that every employee has to be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Now, I had better luck this time than months ago as far as finding a rent-a-car that wasn't tremendously expensive. What are you hearing from the rent-a-car companies?
Well, there's still that global chip shortage, which is the problem. So, you know, some of these car factories had to close down because they can't make them right now. So places like Hawaii, you know, you cannot get one right now for most of the time, but especially during the holidays. So if you think you're going somewhere, book now, reserve a car, get on it. Because if you even get one, you're lucky, let alone paying high prices. And there are some websites, I think I mentioned once before, there's a website called Turo, T-U-R-O.com, where you're renting it from individual people. But so there is insurance on it, but your credit card doesn't cover you on those. So, again, you have to read the fine print, which no one wants to do, and I'm one of them.
Yeah, well, Dave, do you want to share your cautionary tale with Johnny about what happened to you?
I was in California. I rented a car for a week for $500 from a major company. I thought that was a pretty good deal under the circumstances. And I've rented from this company for years. And when I turned the car back in, I looked at my receipt after I was already at the gate. And I noticed they had charged another $500 on my card for mileage. I've never paid for mileage on a rental car ever, and it was in the fine print. I looked at the contract, and sure enough.
Yeah, who reads all of that?
I didn't read it. I assumed it was unlimited mileage.
Ever hear of that, John?
Where did you go? Did you go to Grand Canyon? How many miles did you travel? Because usually at least 100 miles a day.
It was 800 miles I drove that week.
Wow. Well, yeah, so you went over 300. Or no, you only went over 100.
But they should be telling you up front.
But I'm a long time. I called him. I said, "Look, I've been a good customer of yours for 20 years. I rent from them all the time. It's never happened."
Yeah.
Did they waive it?
No.
They should waive it.
Nope.
You know what? Escalate it. Keep going up. Ask for the supervisor.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work, write to the CEO and tell them. Say, listen.
Mm-hmm.
And say it right now. Say the brand right now. People should know.
Well, we don't want to say the name of the company here, but I will say, speaking for Dave Bennett, Dave is a very enterprising man. That's all.
No, it wasn't enterprising.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Johnny. I appreciate it, though.
No problem.
I'm going to do that.
Well, I thought it was. It wasn't that company.
Did it hurt, David?
It's nationally known.
Oh, it's nationally known. I'm sorry. Yeah. JohnnyJet.com is the website you should check on for all travel news and information, JOHNNY. And you can sign up for his free newsletter. It really is good. And, John, we appreciate your tips here occasionally. And happy travels to you, my friend.
Thank you. Anytime. Take care.